And this is the world famous Phil Henry Show. And welcome, everyone. And I didn't think we'd even get on the air here this evening.
Well, I did have some technical difficulty.
That technical difficulty last night.
And what was the whole thing last night?
Well, we had Amazon apparently had a problem.
This, by the way, is a song called Lil Boat by Lil Yachty. Now, what is this?
It's a nautical theme, huh?
Seems like it's a nautical theme, Phil.
I guess it's a nautical theme.
What does that mean, for God's sake? A nautical, you know, what is it with these rappers anyway?
They all kind of have their own way.
That's a nautical theme.
What, is there something nautical about hip-hop or something?
I wouldn't say that, no.
Now, there's nothing nautical about hip-hop.
Well, what's with this guy and the Lil Yachty?
Maybe he just bought a Lil Yachty.
With all of the hip-hop money that he's made.
Anyway, welcome to the program, folks. That is Lil Boat with Lil Yachty and One Night, or whatever the hell it's called. I don't know.
It's called One Night.
I'm sorry, One Night there with Lil Yachty from the album Lil Boat. And this is Lil Phil, along with Lil Bud.
Yeah, Lil Bud. There's Lil.
Oh, no. Don't call me Lil nothing. Nobody hangs that on me.
All right, General, it's just a joke. I'm Margaret Gray.
Are you Lil Margaret?
No, I am not Lil Margaret.
And there's
Robert Leonard.
Robert Leonard, and welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Yeah, last night we had yesterday's show, as you'll note, was from our trip to Big Sur a year ago. I thought that was kind of a fun show to listen to.
Well, I was thinking about the trip very fondly.
Well, yes, and Dr. Elcott and everyone, it is a beautiful place, there's no question.
Yeah, we were up at the Elcott Redeemery this time last year, and as a result of some network problems at Amazon, which has a primary function with our server and our... We had, you know, there were some network problems last night. I think it was probably happening all across the internet. And, you know, I got real paranoid because I'm thinking, you know, all of these hacking stories. Everybody hacking into everybody else.
What's the latest story, Mr. about the hacking?
Well, the latest one is that the Russians are hacking Arizona or something?
Well, yeah. They say that the Russians are trying to hack the voter databases.
Let me tell you something. Don't fool around with that. If those Russians are trying to get into the voter databases and they're trying to affect the electoral process of the United States of America, friend, you better get ready. You better gear up. Because I'm telling you,
well, what does that mean?
What does it mean?
I don't know. The FBI's on top of it. And quite frankly, the story or the news of the hacking is months old. Apparently, it was happening in June, and it is just now surfacing in the news.
Now, how come that was down to the top secret?
Yeah, because all of this stuff is like classified information.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing it wasn't on Hillary Clinton's emails. Otherwise, the whole world would know about it.
Shut your mouth.
Come on. Break it up, will you?
I'll have none of that.
Oh, come on, Margaret. We're just fooling around.
Just cool it with all of that stuff, all right? I don't want people at each other's throats. All right, so we had a little bit of that problem last night. I made some coffee for the first time here in the espresso pot.
How's it, Masson?
It's lousy.
Can't make you good coffee, that.
Hold on.
Well?
you know what? It's better than that Turkish pot that I use.
Well, a Turkish pot, ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand, Phil Henry, for the longest time, was making his coffee like some cowboy sitting around a fire with a... Jesus.
Well, the Turkish coffee is made in a Turkish coffee pot. Essentially, you put the grounds in, you boil the water, it's...
Yeah, like this mud.
It's like you're a child, like you're a little boy and said, ooh, let's make coffee, and you put mud in water and then drank it, and you had worms.
What the hell?
I wouldn't put it that way.
Well, I did.
Well, that's right, it's a lot more sophisticated than that.
A lot more sophisticated?
Turkish coffee is, there's got to be a way you make Turkish coffee. I used to love it. And what you do with Turkish coffee is you put it in the pot and you boil it. It's just like boiling grounds in water. But you put in cardamom, put in a little bit of sugar, and then, you sift off the grounds, you know, strain them off, I should say. And then you've got yourself one hell of a cup of coffee. The problem is it's a pain in the you-know-what to make.
Well, it takes you like days to make that thing.
Well, not days, but you do. It's a long...
It's a long, drawn-out process, and thank you very much, but I got better things to do with my life. All right, on the show here this morning, we're going to get on with, finally, General Shaw. We've got a clip from the Saturday Cinema, UNRC.
Yeah, we just wanted to give you a taste of, for those of you that are not subscribers to the Phil Henry website, we do have on Saturday something called the Saturday Cinema. R.C. Collins and I, by the way, Collins is going to be here, going to talk about this Chris Brown clown. You talk about a downtown clown. That's...
Chris Brown is in trouble again, apparently arrested.
You gotta be kidding me.
What, would I kid you? He's a...
Well, are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Yeah, Chris Brown's been arrested for assault with a deadly weapon.
Assault with a deadly weapon. So this clown is...
What is it with these hip-hop? You know, if they're not singing about yachts or the nautical theme, they're beating up some, you know...
What do you mean if they're not singing about yachts?
I got Chris Brown.
First of all, Chris Brown's not really... I wouldn't call him hip-hop.
Yeah, that's very true. More like R&B.
Yeah, more of a R&B guy.
Well, what, I don't know what the difference is, but here's a guy that's beating himself up or a girlfriend or something. He's got a weapon. He's waving guns. The other guy's got a boat. You've got nautical violence.
Yeah, it's very confusing, Phil.
Well, we'll try and clear things up. We also have Dave Castorini, who's going to come on the line and talk a little bit about... what's happening in politics? I think Dave has become... Has he become a surrogate?
Dave is almost going to become a surrogate. He thinks he's in line for Scotty Neal Hughes's surrogacy because she seems to be in a little bit of trouble there with the Trump campaign, and we'll find out all about that, although she did block you, Phil, on Tweetner, or whatever...
on the Tweetner.
On Twitter, excuse me.
Oh, she did?
You didn't know that.
Didn't know that, Mr. Ernie? She blocked you.
Well, I didn't know that, man. It's not like,
well, why didn't you know that?
Yeah. What do you mean, why didn't I know? I don't know that. How do you know that?
Because someone told me that that she blocked you.
Who?
I don't remember. Someone on Twitter.
All right. Anyway, let's go out to the traffic, the highways, the byways, the this, the that here with Bob Bacon and the guys. Bob, how's everything looking out there?
Well, Phil, I'm heading down the corner of that freeway because we've got a blitz in freeway. There's a signaler down there, the outer ring. If you are traveling on the fruit bean freeway, if you're on the fruit bean freeway, and what I'm trying to say is the fruit sugar, you're going to be probably backed up till 9 o'clock this morning. And I'm going to be backed up there, but right up there. Well, at the 15 on the foothill freeway and up the High Line, and going down and playing High Line. If you play High Line, you're going to make sure you're not on number 6. Okay, that's Steve Singler. Let's see. Let's go to Skyboy.
I'm going to get that. I'm going to see all this. I'm going to see all this. Like I'm going to rain, and there'll be a backup there for about 5 miles, John, and your mother, too. Get the runner, there's a boy, Sky, maybe sweet him. I thought I'd do the tool and Google.
Skirball Center. And that's when she got up and left.
I'd be witty, I'd be merry, and also a little bit hairy regarding love and art. Waltz Hairdressers, the place to go for a new hairdo. The place to go to get your hair knit, to get your hair slicked, to get your hair right. Remember the Tin Man said, I'd be witty, I'd be hairy. Well, not really. At Waltz Hairdressers, every kind of hairstyling can be yours. You can walk in bald and come out with a fright wig, and it's your own hair. Walk in with a fright wig and come out with a processed pompadour. Walk in with a processed pompadour, go out with a bouffant. Walk in with a bouffant and come out looking like a poodle. It's all there at Waltz Hairdressers. Like the Tin Man said, I'd be witty, I'd be hairy.
Tin Man never said that.
Well, now he did. How do you like that? Waltz Hairdressers. 3 locations. 2 of them have closed down because they were legally making book. The other one is being closed for repairs. Don't worry about it. A guy came in and got violent because his girlfriend was having a thing with Walt. It's okay. We're taking appointments. We'll reopen Wednesday. Waltz Hairdressers. 2929 Mountain View in the city of Pocahontas. Waltz Hairdressers. Regarding love and awe. Are you sick and tired of seeing bills stacking up night in, night out, week in, week out? Don't you wish you had some extra cash?
Eddie's Loans! Today!
Extra cash can be yours with a very reasonable, vigorous, I mean interest rate, something you can pay off quick.
Eddie's Loans! Today!
Why sit there behind a pile of bills? Why sit there not being able to afford to pay for anything? Sitting there night after night in the dark because there's no electricity, no running water, so you can't take a hot bath or shower, and you stink to high heaven.
Eddie's Loans today.
Call Eddie's Loans today. 1-800-800-800-800. Just keep dialing 800-800 until it connects to something and then say, excuse me, I have the wrong number and hang up.
Eddie's Loans today.
Eddie's Loans.
Eddie's Loans. Look them up. Eddie's Loans. Online or offline. Eddie's Loans. Today.
Through my rise and fall.
This is the song Mirror, and it's
That's Lil Wayne.
I like that song, yeah. All right, folks, welcome back. World famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Don't forget, a backstage pass is your subscription. It's your fast lane. It's your fast track to the little world that we've created here. This is our life. This is my life. This is how I make my living now. I'm no longer a radio star. This is the digital world that I have decided I will make my stand. Why? Because we deal direct with you guys. You know, it's almost like I'm a shopkeeper now. And I'm talking directly to you guys, my customers. Yes, we have some fantastic advertisers, some great support from sponsors through Podcast One. But we also have our subscribers. We also have our listeners, the people who are actually accessing our material, our 20,000-plus hours of archived material. These people are our family. That's why we call it our BSP family. And only they understand who I really am. Only they understand what, you know, has driven me. Only they really understand the madness. The madness. All right, I'll take it from here, Phil. I'll take it from here. The Phil Henry Show website.
I'll take it from here.
Margaret?
Sorry.
The Phil Henry Show website. Get a subscription now for 1 year until the end of the month. That's August 31st. First, did I just...
Yeah, you list.
August 31st. To the end of the month, August 31st, you get the entire Best of the Radio download free, and you get a $25 Amazon gift card, but that's until August 31st, so you only got, like, today.
Yes, today. So if you sign up today...
Then that's it.
Yeah, until the next one.
So don't forget, folks, it's philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Sign up now.
Money got longer, speaker got louder, yeah. Car got faster.
All right, I want to talk here. First of all, Bobby Dooley is on the line, but we want to get into Seth MacFarlane and Barbara Streisand. But Bobby, let's talk about Colin Kaepernick, because I'm actually going to be talking to, who do we have there?
Well, we got Doug Danger.
All right, okay, good. We got Doug Danger, who I'll be talking with. But can you turn that down or something, please? Is Bobby Dooley on the line yet?
We don't have Bobby, right?
No, not even calling.
Hold on. Who did you call?
Margaret, you said that you wanted to talk to Doug Danger.
I thought... Oh, I'm sorry. Take it easy, bud, will you? Yeah, you know what? We will. We'll talk to Doug Danger about Seth MacFarlane and Barbara Streisand. It's interesting to listen to Barbara Streisand and Seth MacFarlane. It's interesting to listen to the dynamic that the two of them have. It's interesting to listen to whether this is real or not. That's right, you heard me right. Is this real?
Streisand wanted to work with me. It honestly shocked the hell out of me. It still shocks the hell out of me.
We'll
and it should.
Begin.
Oh, boy.
With a spin.
Validating would be an understatement.
Who's that?
It is nothing short of a spectacular honor.
Well, that's Seth MacFarlane talking.
We're recording the song Pure Imagination.
No, but who's singing?
Leslie Brickus and
Seth MacFarlane.
From the musical Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's a song that I have always loved. I didn't know what we were going to be doing, and when I got that song, I was like, oh, this is great.
Compare with pure imagination.
Wait a minute, is that the clown that does the...
He does Family Guy. And,
well, how did that clown rate that?
Like, hold on for a minute, man. What are we talking about here?
Got him right there.
What are we talking about? We're going to talk to Doug Danger now here on the Phil Henry Show. Doug, you are listening to this right now.
Underrated songs. Yeah. It's a beautiful
hold
melody.
Hold on for a minute. Can you turn him off or turn me up?
Hold on for just a minute, Doug.
I've always loved this song, but I don't think it's ever been recorded.
Now, this is Ms. Streisand talking.
Nope. Do you want me to go high at the end there, too? Okay.
The harmonies in this song are pretty complicated.
Oh, get a load of this guy. You telling me this cartoon voice clown's doing this?
Music.
You can't deny the guy's got a great voice.
Well, that's what I'm not sure of. I don't know whether they're enhancing it somehow, whether they're cartooning it. I don't know.
Barbara's got one of the most extraordinary voices that popular music has ever been blessed with. And to this day, it's all still there.
Well, when are we going to hear this guy sing instead of talk?
Up.
I guess you have to buy the album.
Yeah, that figures.
No place to go.
Holy Jesus.
To come back.
It looks really good to me. Listen, that's Seth MacFarlane singing. All right, let's get Doug Danger on the phone here. Doug, you heard that. What do you think?
Well, I think, Phil, and good morning, everybody.
Yes, good morning, Doug.
Morning, Mr. Dangler.
You know, my name is Danger, not Dangler, right?
That's all right.
You know that. He made a mistake.
Oh, he does that on purpose. I've heard him do it before, but...
You know, everybody around here is doing stuff on purpose, and I want it to stop.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't do anything on purpose.
You call me Dangler, and I let it go a couple times. I don't want it to go again, if you don't mind.
Cool it.
Yes, sir.
So what do you think, Doug?
Well, I think, you know, at first blush, what you hear is you hear, as Margaret said, as the general said, you hear, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I'm going to see these things a lot more clear. It's going to take me about one-tenth the time to see the truth of something than it takes a regular straight journalist or a regular straight person or just people. But as a gay man, gay journalist, I'm going to hear it, and I'm going to hear it at hyperspeed. All right, so I'm going to be able to interpret at hyperspeed because of the fact that I'm gay. Not because that makes me superior, but my gay, the gay man, gay journalist aspect of my life, which was the fact that I was discriminated against, that I had to sit there in a closet, and I was sitting way, you know, deep in a closet. And when you're sitting on the floor of a closet way, way back in the deep end of that closet, and you have nothing left to do but sit in a closet on the floor in the dark, you're going to be...
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about... General, I'm sorry. I'm talking about the fact that I, at hyperspeed...
All right, at hyperspeed, you're able to interpret things.
Right, at one-tenth the time it takes other people. So let's say it takes you a day to figure out what's really going on. I got it, like, within an hour.
All right, and what do you think?
I don't know.
Well, if you're doing it at hyperspeed...
All right, at hyperspeed, I mean, I'm taking a chance here. Hold on for a minute. Yeah? I'm on a radio right now. I can't be bothered. What I'm doing here is I'm listening to this guy, McFarlane, and I'm listening to this woman, Barbara Streisand, and I'm trying to figure out just what the game they're playing at. What are they getting at here? You know?
Well, why do they have to be getting at anything? I mean, maybe it's just...
No. There's some baloney going on here. Now, you can hear this. I think, if you want my honest opinion,
pure
I think that there is an interest that she has in McFarlane.
In fact, I didn't know he
I think she has an interest in him. I think she's interested in him.
Be great.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm looking at this video here.
Wanted to work with me. I think that, you know...
All right, still so she's interested in him.
Well, no, here.
With a spoon.
Validating would be an understatement.
See, that guy, I think he sounds cornball.
No, I think he's got a great voice, but there's something more to this. He's got a great voice, but so do 90 million other guys in this town, you know? And so,
Well, I don't know that 90 million other guys have a voice quite as distinctive as his, and he's doing the song from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, for God. That Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, man, I'm about ready to just... I swear to God, if I hear about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you know, all I'm going to do is think about how I can really...
Don't talk about Charlie!
I just...
Well, what's wrong with it?
I think it's just the most overdone thing. And when I think of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, all I think of is a mound of you-know-what. That's the... Here's your chocolate...
All right, we're talking about Doug Danger, who's increasingly bitter here.
I'm not bitter, but I don't understand what's going on. I think she's interested in him.
All right, I heard that already. Now,
Phil, you were the guy that said, I think, that he's pushing, he's bum-rushing his way in there.
I didn't say that. That was the speculation.
Well, that is the speculation that I have, that somehow Seth MacFarlane, who is tired of doing the family, the Willie and the Family Guy.
What do you mean, Willie and the Family? You mean Charlie Chocolate Factory?
What do you mean, Charlie Chocolate Factory?
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, right?
What about it?
Is that what he does?
He does Family Guy.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's getting sick and tired of doing the Family Guy. And so what?
Well, Phil, your theory is that he's bum-rushing, pushing his way in.
It ain't my theory, man. It's not my theory.
It's what I heard, that he's gotten sick to death of doing the cartoons, and he wants to elevate his life. He wants to become a classical singer. And working with Barbra Streisand, that is something.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, you work with Barbra Streisand. You have now moved up to the big time. And Seth MacFarlane's got a great voice. Don't get me wrong. He's got a great voice. But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, at hyper speed, right, I'm trying to cut through the horse dung, and I'm trying to cut through, if you will, to Charlie, and I'm trying to cut through Charlie's chocolate.
Yeah?
Well, don't be laughing at that, man.
You're laughing at it. You're the guy that started laughing at it.
What do you mean?
Charlie's chocolate. I heard that.
All right, so... What? Sue me, man.
Yo, what are you saying, man? Charlie Chocolate Factory represent bull dung?
I'm saying, yeah, when it comes to Seth MacFarlane.
Well, if you think that he's interested in...
No, I think she's interested in him.
You know what I think? I think that's a very low and very juvenile read on this thing. I think that Barbara Streisand is far too great a singer and far too great a professional, and she's going to want to work with people that she thinks are interesting and accomplished professionals. That's why it's got nothing to do with her being interested in him. She's with another guy.
Well, yeah, she's with another guy, but it's been so long since anybody's mentioned that guy. I forgot what his name is.
What is it, that Brolin guy?
Who?
James Brolin.
I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. James Brolin, the actor.
Oh, that guy, yeah. I know about his son.
Well, that's who she's with, and that is the situation there. So this concept of him bum-rushing his way into her career sounds a little, I think that sounds a little cruel.
Well, you don't ever know, Phil. I think you have to keep an eye on a lot of these people. In Hollywood, I am the biggest fan of the artist, of the actor. I love our actor. I love that our singer and our actor.
Why do you singularize that?
Because in many ways it is just one actor, one singer. It is our actor, the singer, the actor, the one singular representation of all of them. And I think we need to nurture them and care for them and respect them and not let them get out of hand. And so, I think it's a great thing, but I want to keep an eye on it, you know?
Yeah, that's probably
an
idea.
Well, that is my feeling, too. I think you got to keep an eye on some of these people. You don't know whether they're trying to, butt in where they don't belong. I think Barbara Streisand has had such a distinguished career. I'm gay man, gay journalist. So when I look at her career, I'm thinking, well, that's Barbara Streisand. I don't want anybody coming in there and mucking around and sticking their fingers up the... It's invasive, man. That's all it is.
All right. I personally don't think that's going to happen. She seems like an individual who's got her act very clearly together, and she has had a brilliant career.
Well, I think, the song that I liked about her,
Are you talking about A Star Is Born?
A Star Is... No, I'm talking about the one she did.
Going down the stony end, I never want...
No, that's not it.
Talk about people.
They are, they're people. God Almighty, God and oh.
Oh, that's a beautiful... People.
Margaret.
Wait, would you wait a minute? I have to start again.
Margaret, can you...
Would you wait a minute? I'm giving you... This is the... People. Hold on. How long do you think I can hold that for?
I like Margaret.
How long do you think I can hold, Phil? You, any of you out there?
Margaret, we got things we got to do.
How long?
I don't know.
All right, 30 seconds.
All right. People. I can't do it.
All right.
I could do it, but you're all staring at me.
Look, I'm going to stare at you. Find out whether or not you do it.
I wasn't staring at you, but I was sitting here waiting, and I was kind of in anticipation.
Whatever.
Okay, Margaret, thank you very much.
No, but the song is beautiful. It goes, people. I ran out of here.
People who need people.
Yes, are the loveliest people in...
Margaret, I know the song, and I used to like it until you started singing it.
How dare you?
All right. Doug, thank you.
All right, well, another wasted morning for me. But thanks, everybody.
Well, what does that mean?
What does it mean? Thank you, everybody.
But what does it mean?
It means I came on here to talk about Barbara Streisand and find out how come that guy was bum-rushing his way into her life. Think about... You know what? I don't know, man. I'm gay, and I've got hyperspeed. Everything with me is hyperspeed, and you guys treat me like...
Doug, you're just kind of an idiot savant.
Yeah.
All right, Doug, thank you very much. We'll just kind of forget that we even heard that. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Going to be right back with more on this here show today. You know, we still have... We wanted to play a little slug from the...
We got to play it from the Saturday Cinema.
A little slug from Saturday Cinema, I think would be... I think that would go down real good on the show here in just a few seconds. Got R.C. Collins coming up as well. R.C. is going to be talking to us about Chris Brown. Dave Castorini also ahead. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. Oh, Bobby Dooley, right?
Yeah, Bobby Dooley on to talk more about Scotty Neal Hughes.
whoever she is. What the hell is this guy yapping about?
It's the real deal, and it's coming to your town. The real deal. One of these great, great places that you can go to shop for your very own
The real deal.
The real deal is coming to your town. The real deal is coming to your town. The real deal. What do they sell? We don't know. We're coming up with ideas, but the real deal is coming to your town. Big stores called the real deal. All kinds of empty office space. People standing there in blazers, cash registers, stuff that they want to sell you, but we don't know yet what it is. They'll be there. The real deal is coming to your town. Shop for it now at Real Deal. Real Deals. At the Real Deal Store. What is it? Who knows? It's a real deal. The Real Deal Store. Coming soon.
Fat people feeding pigeons in the park. Fat people feed pigeons in a park. Fat people feeding ducks at 11.
Channel 12 has weather, sports, and now Carl Castorini with the news. Channel 12 has weather, sports, and now Carl Kittendally with the news. Carl Kittendally. News and views. Tonight at 11 on Channel 12.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association and her husband, Steve Dooley, also joining us on the program. What an amazing, amazing time it has been, certainly of the presidential election that we are going through right now. Bobby, I know that you're having your... right now you're having the last of the summer-tacular. Do you split that in half, right?
Yes, we've split the summer-tacular in half this year. We had the first part in July, and this will now be our second part here in the month of August.
Now, you have been following Donald Trump's campaign, but also his surrogates, and one in particular, Scotty Nell Hughes. Can you tell us about her?
Well, there isn't really a lot to tell. The only reason why I took notice of her is that I noticed that she blocked Phil Henry. And Phil, the reason why I knew that you got blocked is because Bud has access to your Twitter account.
Yeah, I noticed that you got blocked by her.
Well, what were you going over to look at her account for?
I wanted to see what she had to say. She's on TV today.
And what did it say?
It said you was blocked.
So that's a very significant thing, that Scotty Nell Hughes has blocked you.
Now, why is that significant?
Well, because she's a surrogate of the Donald Trump campaign. And I know, Phil, that you're trying to, you know, keep politics out of the show. But obviously something has happened to sour you on her. She's soured on you. I'm sorry for putting it that way.
Well, I mean, that might have been something I said. I'm not really... I know who she is. She's on CNN, right?
Yeah, she's on the CNN.
She's over on CNN doing what?
She's a surrogate. And she's over there with the other surrogates. There's all kinds of surrogates. There's the Donald Trump surrogates, and there's the Hillary Clinton surrogates. But Scotty Nell Hughes, okay, is a Donald Trump surrogate.
Now, kind of describe her. Is she not a radio personality?
Well, she's I don't know if she's on the radio or not. She's blonde. And I say this with great respect. It's obviously bleached because she has dark eyebrows. Sometimes she wears lipstick and sometimes she doesn't. She wasn't wearing any lipstick today. And it looked to me, because she wasn't wearing any lipstick, that she might have been a little angry. Her hair was flat. She had a look on her face like she was ready to go to war. And a lot of times a woman will just forget her lipstick and just go sans, lipstick.
What do you think she's angry about?
Well, I think she's angry because a lot of people have been laughing at Donald Trump and making fun of him. And a lot of people are laughing at Hillary Clinton and making fun of her. But Scotty Nell Hughes is a surrogate for Donald Trump. And so when people laugh at him and make fun of him, she's going to get angry.
All right. Donald Trump is going to go to Mexico, or so we're told. He's going to go to Mexico tomorrow. Did you hear about that, Bobby?
No, I did not.
Oh, he's apparently been... he and Hillary both were invited to go to Mexico and visit with the president of Mexico. I don't know if Donald Trump is going to take him up on that offer, but word out of the campaign is yes, he is.
And who did you hear that from? You didn't hear that from Scotty Nell Hughes, did you?
No, I did not. I heard that on the news.
What news?
Well, it was on the CNN.
Oh, it was on the CNN. Okay. I don't know if you're in touch with Scotty Nell Hughes, are you?
No, I'm not in touch with Scotty Nell Hughes.
All right, because Janice Greeley is a very good friend of mine here at Western Estates. Steve, are you talking to her?
Yeah, Doug. He's trying to get in touch with Scotty Nell Hughes. Now.
A lot of people have been trying to get in touch with Scotty Nell Hughes.
And what's the big deal with getting in touch with Scotty Nell Hughes?
Well, she's a Trump surrogate. She's in with the in crowd, if you want to put it in. You know the song, I'm in with the in crowd? She's in with the in crowd. She's right next to Mr. Trump. And so I would think that she'd have the inside scoop. And we would be able to get it were it not for the fact that Phil's been blocked by Scotty Nell Hughes.
All right, we're spending a lot of time talking about Scotty Nell Hughes, and I'm sure she's very important, but there are other people who are Trump surrogates as well.
Well, like who?
Like,
Well, you're talking about Kylie McEnany.
Yeah, Kylie McEnany, and who's the other guy, Bud?
Got another guy, the guy that laughs.
Who's the guy that laughs?
No, we call him Laughing Boy. Laughing Boy.
Laughing Boy? Is this the guy's... Who's Laughing Boy, man?
That's who we know him as.
Well, what's his Twitter handle?
Not there, Laughing Boy.
It's not Laughing Boy.
Who is Laughing Boy?
That's the guy. There's Laughing Boy. There's Scotty Nell Hughes.
Shut up with Laughing Boy. Who is the guy?
The guy that you don't like?
What do you mean the guy that I don't like? There's all kinds of people on television that I like and I don't like. Okay?
You know, I'll tell you what it is. It's that guy laughing. It's the laughing man.
Laughing man? I don't know.
Oh, I know. Jeffrey Lord.
Yeah, that's it.
Laughing boy. What about him?
Well, he's another one of the surrogates. So you have Kylie McEnany. You have Scotty Nell Hughes. You have Kellyanne Conway. Kylie Kukagak. You know what? There's an awful lot of women in that campaign.
Well, there's an awful lot of Irish women and Irish-sounding women, aren't there?
Yes, there are, and I don't know why that is. That disturbs me. It disturbs me greatly.
Well, why would that disturb you?
I don't know, but it just does. There's something about it that makes me think that Mr. Trump is trying to get it all Irish and be all... I don't know, you know. I got it, Steve. But Scotty Nell Hughes, that sounds Irish too, doesn't it?
All right, we're getting way off the point about Irish. We're talking about whether or not Mr. Trump is going to Mexico tomorrow, right?
Well, we're pretty sure that he will be going to Mexico tomorrow. He's been invited to go to Mexico tomorrow. But we don't know for sure because Scotty...
I know. Scotty Nell Hughes blocked me. What about Kylie McEnany and...
It's Kylie McEnany, is my understanding.
No, it isn't. It's Kylie McEnany.
And what about this guy, Lord? What about him?
And what about that other guy, that Boris guy?
Boris?
Boris who?
There's a guy, Boris...
Oh, I know the man you're talking about. It's Boris Effervescence.
No, it's not. It's Boris... I hope you don't... It's not Boris Batinoff, is it?
What?
But what do you mean, Boris Batinoff?
It's not Boris Batinoff. Not a guy in a cartoon.
Oh. It's a Boris Epstein.
Boris Epstein.
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, he's another one. And then you go to the Hillary Clinton people, and they got all kinds of cats over there, too. Like Lanny Davis, I saw him. There's all kinds of surrogates.
What's the deal with these surrogates? Why don't these guys speak for themselves?
Well, you know, they're very, very busy, General. They're out on the stump. And that's also a very unfortunate term because, and I'll tell you a story, very quick story, Phil, if I might.
Go ahead.
There was a man running for governor here in the state of California. He was running on a fourth-party ticket, and it was the, if you can believe this or not, it was a prosthetic ticket, right, Steve?
Well, these are guys that, not war veterans, just people had maybe a prosthetic leg and a leg.
Yeah, it was the leg. I know it was get on your own or stand on your own leg or get on your own, something like that.
Yeah.
And so anyway, they said, well, I'm out on the stump. Ha, ha, ha. Well, someone picked that up from AP and another writer from UPI.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. No.
What does that mean, ha, ha? You know, I was in the service with a lot of guys that lost their legs.
No, this has nothing to do with military. These are just people who have just one leg. Okay? Stand on your own one foot. That was what it was.
Yeah, okay, but stand on your own one foot, Mr. Henry. Trying to remember that.
It was a play on stand on your own two feet.
Okay, what about it?
Oh, my God.
Mr. Henry, try to explain it.
Yeah, well, then explain it, okay? Trying to make the cheap joke.
Yeah, cut it out with the gags.
I'm not doing a gag here, General.
All right, Bobby, we apologize. What are you trying to say?
I'm saying this was part of the stand on your own one good foot campaign. And it was Kyle Proudfoot. And the reason why we...
Is this a joke?
for the 19th time. No, it is not.
All right, Kyle Proudfoot, you're really getting into some territory here where I'm going to start to get angry.
Mr. Hendry, do you know that the name Proudfoot is a very long... Well, I shouldn't say...
Long-standing.
You know, I'm sorry.
I'm going to hang up.
It's a long... People have that name.
All right, okay, let's say they do.
That was the name of the man who was running on the Stand on Your One Good Foot campaign. Now, he had one leg. He had a prosthetic leg. He was campaigning in part on making prosthetic limbs something that would be free of charge.
Yeah, you could go and you could pick one up anywhere so that people that are on a prosthetic limb didn't have to pay for it.
Right. Well, one thing led to another, and one day he said, well, time for me to go out on the stump, and he stopped, and he looked at everyone in the audience and went, wink, wink, ha, ha, ha. No one laughed, and that was the last that anyone, I think the last they saw of him.
Yeah, he was going to the car, and the one, his prosthetic wasn't available, so he was just like one good leg, and then down, he was trying to get to his car on one bed on a stump.
Yeah. And,
all right, Bobby, thank you very much.
You know something, you think we're kidding, but...
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. You know, you hang up on a lot of people. I understand you have to hang up on people. But how do you know? Maybe she's serious. She may be serious. I don't know, but... Yes, and you're... That's exactly right, Jack.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on the stump.
Jesus!
We'll be right back at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you don't know, though. Yeah, I know they don't like me.
I try to tell everybody on our social media, bud.
Yeah, it's social media, facebook.com/ Phil Hendry Fans, PHANS.
Right. That's our Facebook page. Then if you go to Twitter, we got tons of Twitter accounts. We got Real Phil Hendry. That's twitter.com/ Real Phil Hendry. Margaret?
Yes, go to twitter.com/ Margaret Gray, MAGARETGREY.
Yes, and then you can go to twitter.com/ General Galen Shaw, GAYLEN Shaw.
I'm Robert Leonard. I don't have a Twitter account.
Which is fine. We also have Twitter accounts over there for The Phil Hendry Show. Go to twitter.com/ Phil Hendry Show or twitter.com/ Real Phil Hendry. Again, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/ Phil Hendry Fans. Go on over there and share some of the videos we ask you to share. Share some of the posts we ask you to share. You could win yourself a Phil Hendry Show shot glass. We give away about 6 of those shot glasses a week. And other goodies at Phil Hendry Fans at facebook.com, Phil Hendry Fans.
Yes, the Phil Hendry Show, all over social media like a bad smell.
Isn't that nice?
Well,
I'm all in it. It's Jesus that I'm sure I'm with it.
Come yeah! All right, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. What else has been going on here, man? Last night we had, again, I want to thank everybody for, hanging in with us. We had a problem with Amazon, the people that support our online presence, and we didn't have a problem with it personally.
No, there was technical issues.
Technical issues up and down the line and all over the planet. And so we had that and a few other things. That's why we were not able to be with you last night. We were taking a look at the show from yesterday, though. What we did is we reran our Elcott show. That was...
Well, it was a very, very lovely time that we had up there with Dr. Ed Elcott and the Elcottians there at the Redeemery.
Yeah, and there I was in a bathrobe. Anyway, so take a look at that. This year...
Now, are you going back to Elcott this year or not?
No, this year we're not going to do the Elcott Redeemery. This year we're going over to... We're going to go camping over on Channel Islands.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bitching. Which one is you going to go on?
Which is? You are...
But what's with your grammar, man?
Well?
Which one am I going to go camping on?
Well, yeah, well, you're going to go with Lauren, so that would technically be which one is the two of you.
No, it isn't. Which one are the two of you?
Which one are we going to be camping on? Probably Santa Cruz.
Which one's that?
One of the islands out there, man. It's the one... If you look out the window...
Yeah?
And you see the island to the left...
That's Anacapa.
That's Anacapa. To the right is Santa Cruz.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the island.
Don't do it, man.
Come on, bud. Quit screwing around.
Sorry.
So, yeah, all we're going to do is just go, because we can't spend more than like a night because, Poncho, we have a cat now that's diabetic. So Poncho has to get his insulin.
Oh my God. That's right.
Yeah. So we have to, get back in time. So I told Lauren, I said, well, why don't we take Pancho with us? You know, we can take him in a cat carrier. No, you don't want to do that, for God's sake, Phil. They've got hawks and all kinds of predatory animals. Pancho will be walking around over there looking to take a dump. Next thing you know, some hawk comes down, swoops him up, and he's a blue plate special.
Yay!
Thank you. Well, isn't that nice?
Well, I'm just telling you.
Well, you know what, Pancho would be the blue plate special.
He ain't going to be a blue plate special. I mean, I'm saying that he's not going to be walking around.
Well, what are you going to do with him?
We have a little cat. I don't know what we're going to do, man. I don't know if we're going to take him with us. Or maybe we can't have anybody watch him, because it's one thing to teach people how to give a cat a pill, which is a pretty easy thing. Giving cats and dogs pills is pretty easy. But this is an insulin shot, and he gets two of them a day.
My God. You know something? You must really love that animal.
Well, it's Lauren's cat. She loves that guy. And what are you going to do? He's 10 years old, and he's got diabetes. He's got hyperthyroidism.
I don't even want to know how much money you've spent on that cat.
Not a lot. Not a lot. I mean, but you know how pets are, man. What are you going to do? You got a pet?
Yeah, not as much as Henry. If you got a parakeet, my aunt got a parakeet. You know, Mavis had a parakeet. Man, she spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on this parakeet. Because she loved it. Also, it talked and it spoke Spanish. And she was trying to get it into show business, trying to sign up with a talent agent.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's why she spent thousands and thousands of dollars on it.
Yeah, she's not going to spend thousands of dollars on a parakeet just going, tweet, tweet, tweet. This thing spoke Spanish, man. This thing communicated with Mars.
You shut up. Hey, come on. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Quit screwing around, will you? All right. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. General Shaw, last weekend was quite a good time with you guys. You and R.C. Collins.
Well, it was, and R.C. and I were looking at the movie, which is called The Strange Loves of Martha Ivers. And I'll tell you it's strange. I'll tell you the only thing that's stranger than The Strange Loves of Martha Ivers is watching that movie with a guy like R.C. Collins, because that cat, he's way out there.
All right, take it easy, will you?
Let me get R.C. up on the line here. R.C. Collins is in the valley. R.C., how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, General, and, I heard Bud do the big laugh and go, but I'm the one that gets to be on the movie, and you don't.
Yeah, I'm here every day. Who cares?
All right, I'm not going to have some ego trip with you guys. So, R.C., how'd you like doing the movie?
I thought it was pretty good. It was really fun to be with the General Shaw, too, and everything.
Well, the movie was, as I said, The Strange Loves of Martha Ivers. And what we thought we'd do is play a clip from the film.
All right, this is, if, by the way, you have a backstage pass. If you don't, you might want to get a backstage pass. And you can watch our Saturday cinema. So here is a little segment from R.C. Collins and General Shaw as they do the commentary on The Strange Loves of Martha Ivers.
I bet she's going to say she's dead.
She's dead.
How'd you know?
We were upstairs.
Are you kidding me? I've seen about a billion of these kind of movies.
We came down.
Can you read this?
God, belch one more time, kid, and I'll launch you the way the old lady launched that cat.
The old lady beat a cat to death.
Take it easy.
This was lying there, too. I picked it up.
That guy looks like he's happy.
Isn't that true, Walter? Isn't it? Is it, Walter?
Well, that guy's about as clueless as they get. If you can't tell that kid's lying...
Put it down.
Boy, no kidding.
Put it exactly where you found it.
Did they have fingerprints and everything back then?
I don't know, kid. That's a good question.
Both of you, better go upstairs. I'll phone the police.
It'd be great if he told the cops he did it.
That'd be the funniest thing that I ever did done see in a movie, but why would he do that?
Just so this movie could get interesting, for Christ.
There.
I just beat
what
the
What am I doing in the phone?
Hey, what are you doing over here with me?
Yeah. God damn.
Low job, but I had to beat her to death with a poker from the fireplace.
What was that?
Sam, what about Sam?
Why, because it wasn't good enough?
Shut up.
That was a very inappropriate line that I used. Sorry about that.
Yeah, the general was talking about...
All right, I heard what he was talking about. So...
Well, you know something? I didn't appreciate that at all. Is that the kind of vulgarity that you do?
Yes, Margaret, that's the kind of vulgarity.
All right, Margaret, you know, it's... boys will be boys.
Well, you know, Ms. Gray, I mean, it's one of those things where we get together, we try to make the best of it, because the strange loves of Martha Ivers ain't what I call, you know, rip-snorting entertainment.
Are you out of your mind? That film is one of the classics.
Margaret, it may be a classic for a lot of people that like a whole lot of black and white hokum and a bunch of guys walking around with a poker up their ass, but for him and me, mostly me and him, but for... never mind.
All right, well, it's an old-school movie, right?
Is it film noir?
I wouldn't... What do you mean, film noir?
I know what you mean by film noir, Ms. Gray. Film noir is a movie where it's got a flim flatel.
What do you mean, a flim flatel?
He means a femme fatale, yes. And there very, very definitely is a femme fatale in this film.
Oh, yeah. Well, Martha Ivers herself is the femme fatale. Who's in this movie? It's Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas, Van Heflin, and R.C., you told an interesting story.
Yeah, the character that's played by Van Heflin is a kid, and the actor is the kid, and the kid who plays it, okay?
What? What are you trying to say?
I mean, the kid that plays the kid is Daryl Hickman, was Mr. Hendry's acting teacher one time.
Oh, Daryl Hickman plays,
Yeah, he plays Van Heflin as a kid.
Yeah, he played the kid character. When Van Heflin is a kid, he played Van Heflin. I mean, you guys, come on.
You're talking about playing Van Heflin's character.
Yeah, that's it. As a kid.
And it was Daryl Hickman.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daryl, I took an acting class from him back in the 80s, and he had an acting class up at, the Debbie Reynolds Studio on Lancashire in North Hollywood.
Well, Daryl Hickman comes from a long line of... he and his brother were actors.
Yeah, his brother Dwayne had a hit TV show. Anyway, Daryl, as a young man, was in a lot of movies.
And here's another... You're driving along and
that guy better put his eyes on the road. What a moron.
This is where he crashes into a tree.
He's a dumbass. Oh, yeah, this is a dumbass movie made
the dumb kid that ran away.
Is that the Daryl Hickman
one? All right, so make sure you, whatever you do and however you do it, check out the Phil Hendry Show Saturday Cinema on our website, philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. R.C., appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure, Mr. Henry.
R.C. Collins, and did you enjoy...
it was all right. The kid, he's a little squirrely. Let's just put it that way. The kid's squirrely. And, I can't blame him for being squirrely, but kids that are squirrely, any kind of a kid that's squirrely makes me nervous.
Right. All right, we're going to be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Yeah.
Go pull it up, but you know what's up, and you know that ain't going to solve nothing. I mean, Lord forbid, I might fall or something, and I'm all another, because
all I need is you
to hold me down like bitch straps to the psych ward. It's killing me, but you still with me when I fight hard. And fight hard. You digging me when I'm egging you. Deal with me when my car's pulled. Could have dealt with me, but you fell for me before I fell for you. On that right path.
Marvin's Rugs, located in the Plucken Mall. Marvin's Rugs have been there for 31 years. If it lays on your floor and it's flat and it feels good under your feet, it's either a Marvin's Rug or some guy you just shot. We're only kidding. Marvin's Rugs, what a wonderful place to come and see the new rugs, new carpetings and floor coverings, and exchange a few jokes with some of our salespeople. Marvin's Rugs, we've been in the Florsheim Center and Newton Mall since 1957, and we're going to stay there. Stay there until everything is sold and we're ready to clear out and make for the coast. Then there we get on a boat, we weigh anchor, and we try to escape in the middle of the night, get past Coast Guard and all the customs and immigration people, and we're in the middle of the ocean where we can do whatever we want to anyone that we want, and finally make landfall by morning somewhere on the Asian coast. Marvin's Rugs and Marvin's Ruggeries, Marvin's Buggeries, all at Marvin's Rugs, 1313 Chowton Street in Chow Chow. Yeah.
By my side, thick and thin, highs and lows, don't let go.
Back here, Dave Castorini is also a surrogate. I don't know, you had Dave, I didn't know that you had gotten yourself hired as a surrogate for the Donald Trump campaign. Is that true?
Well, Phil, I don't really like to think of myself as a Donald Trump surrogate. I do like to think of myself, though, as a surrogate for anyone who is running for any office who believes in a good, strong, moral code, a good, strong spiritual code, a good religious basis for all leadership and all citizens, but who also knows that we are humans, we are of the flesh, and it's more important to believe in God and occasionally be involved in a aberrant lifestyle than to not believe in God at all.
Now, this is something you've been trying to sell for quite some time.
No, I'm not trying to sell anything. I really believe this, as we all do at Castrini Youth Ministries.
And the youth ministry part. Let me say this. When you say Castrini Youth Ministries, and then you say that we believe, but even if you have an aberrant, you know, it bothers people.
Oh, I understand it bothers people, Phil, but, you know, that's on them. We believe in the moral, a strong moral life, and we believe in a very strong family. We believe in very strong values for our children, but we also know that that can be incorporated in a life that also parallel has an aberrant lifestyle that involves what some people may consider to be pagan practices, but in point of fact are not pagan. They're highly spiritual, but they look pagan. Because it involves body paint. Because it involves bonfires.
See, that's what everybody talk about, and then they call up.
See, this is the continuing conversation we have with you, Reverend Castrini, about Castrini Youth Ministries. And every time you say youth ministry, it's freaking people out.
Well, Phil, I'm not going to give up on the youth ministry.
Well, then why can't you be clear about this?
The youth ministry, we're talking about people 21 and older.
I think you need to just call it the Castrini Ministries, then.
No, it's about... You're telling me the people who are 21 years of age are not youth?
Now, I would technically say no, they aren't. Youth are... People think of youth as children.
Well, no. I am not going to denigrate the self-image that people have been able to develop being the Castrini Youth Ministry. We're of age. We're 21. I hope that makes you feel better. But we are a youth ministry.
All right, let's talk about this.
Talk about how about you know, parallel and aberrant lifestyle.
I'm sorry, Robert. You were saying, forgive me, you...
Go ahead, say it, I'm black.
No, I...
Don't you dare.
I'm just going to say it was hard for me to understand what he's saying, and sometimes it has to do with the...
Yeah, the Ebonics?
Yeah, see what I'm saying, Mr. Ernie? Every time you bring this guy on here, he thinks he's Mr. Liberal, because he's talking about walking around with body paint and bonfires, and committing all kinds of carnal acts in a bush someplace. You know, out in the middle of someone's property, and...
We do not...
You do not...
We do not do that in the middle of someone's property.
All right, now, I will ask you, Dave, to forget about that Robert, you know, if you don't understand what he's saying, he has a certain accent, as we all do, and I know you have a hard time with Bud, too.
Yeah, I do. That's what I call him.
Yeah, you call me dumbass!
And I'm not going to have any of that.
I apologize, then.
So the question that we have here is, you want a moral lifestyle, you want a strong moral principles, you want strong religious principles, you are a youth ministry, but that means 21 and older,
Phil, there's a sing-songy thing you're doing. You're going 21 and older, and it's grating on my nerves.
You're grating on our nerves, Castrini.
Wait.
Hold on, Dave. And you're saying that while you have this strong moral underpinning and religious values set... You are out committing, you are out...
I didn't say committing, I said we lead. See, look what's happening. As I get nervous, I start to lift. This happens all the time on your show.
Well, this does happen with a lot of our guests, Phil.
Well, I can't help it, you know.
You can't help making people nervous, so they start to do this. As I said to you before, Phil, we live an aberrant lifestyle, body paint, bonfires, aberrant acts in a bush or behind a tree. And that involves not only, all right, a sexual act, it also involves defecation. We believe...
Oh, God, this is what I'm saying.
No, wait. Are you telling me that a man does not have the right to evacuate his bowels?
Out on someone else's front lawn?
Look at this. Hey, John, I'm talking to a guy over here right now.
Hey, Reverend Castrini, I can hang up really fast.
Sorry.
All right, so you're out on someone's front lawn.
We use whatever property we see. We believe in moral, strong life, a moral, strong underpinning.
Yeah, we heard about the underpinnings, okay?
They talk about underpinning, like taking a dump.
We don't call it take... You know, I'd like to strangle you, I swear to Christ.
All right, Dave, that's enough.
Well, it's not fair to have that guy with a plate in his head making fun of a man who believes in body paint, who believes in utilizing the unused lands of other people's properties so we can have a bonfire and defecate behind a tree in peace.
See, and that's why we only have that guy on every now and again.
Well, he's flipping out, though. Just, there's a lot of people that have flipped out lately like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are screaming and then hanging up.
Hey, how did that guy hang up?
Oh, I didn't put the...
You didn't put the lock on him, did you?
No, I didn't.
That doesn't make any difference. All right, world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. We're going to see you guys tomorrow. We got to go to a...
What do you mean it doesn't make any difference? No one else can hang up and that guy could.
I don't know, bud. Why didn't you put the lock on him?
I don't know why.
Felt sorry for him. Why don't we get a fast getaway?
Yeah.
All right, tomorrow we have a meeting in Santa Monica, and then we are back, and then on Thursday, got to go to the doctors, and then on Friday at the Hollywood Improv, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Friday, Hollywood Improv, Phil Hendry and friends, 8 o'clock Friday night. Got some great people with us. Hope you'll be one of them. Hollywood Improv Lab, Friday night, 8 o'clock. Join us. Get your tickets now. We got links at Twitter and a link on our Facebook fan page.
World famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Yeah.